Good evening, everybody. Pressing record once again, sharing a message of healing with you. This is your first time ever listening to me. Let me introduce myself very briefly before we get started. My name is Cami Knight. I am the founder or co-owner, the idea of my brand is called A Higher Love. And this is a journey that I have been on of healing and love. I want to talk today about what God has revealed to me as far as healing the dynamic between man and woman. So I'm taking my time with this. I'm always in tune to the spirit and how God wants me to navigate through this. Forgive me if I am pausing sometimes, because it's really just, that's how sacred I hold what I'm sharing and how I convey it. But I want to talk today about, once again, healing the male and female dynamic, and really healing from the root, y'all. There has been a lot of, it's been a lot of wounds that has a lot of hurt and a lot of pain and a lot of baggage that we have been carrying. And not only that we have been carrying, but we've been sort of numb to it. This is why I believe that a person will react out of that hurt. So I am here to help heal the wounds. And I'm not here to give all the answers. I'm only here to share what's been placed in my heart. And I trust that what is in your heart will be healed and revealed in whatever and however I am sharing this message. So I have learned and discovered that when I was a child, I can remember seeing the pain in my father's eyes. And I grew up with mostly men in the house. And what I saw and also what I felt, because I'm an empath, what I saw and also what I felt in the men and what they were carrying was a lot of weight. Not given the permission to feel. And when you're not given the permission and acceptance to feel, what happens is you numb. When you're not given the permission and acceptance to feel or acceptance to be, you numb. This is why I believe why there are men who are addicted, have certain addictions, like it's strip clubs or pornography, because or just numbness to life, or numbness or shutting down, and that is how it has been, how I have experienced it and seen and felt it through my eyes. It's because it is due to a lack of awareness, a lack of not understanding how to navigate through those feelings and emotions. And the beautiful part that has been revealed to me is the woman, the polarity of the woman, and also how the woman heals. Overall, I believe that the body is wired to heal itself. I think that we oftentimes, because of the society and our baggage and our history of trauma, we don't know how to tap into that and how to unpack that and how to be connected to that because of the labels and expectations and oftentimes the unresolved baggage that your father did not know how to heal from, that your mother did not know how to heal from, and so on and so on. And so we unconsciously pick up these habits. We pick up these agreements, we pick up these forms unconsciously, and we carry this weight. So whether if you're the firstborn or if you're the first boy of the family or the first or the last boy of the family, what I have seen in what has been missing. Is a level of vulnerability, a level of acceptance, and taking a place of truth, acceptance, and to say that you are accepted no matter what. And then the woman dynamic. Or the female dynamic, or the female energy. There's been a lot of abuse. I've talked a lot about the internal traumas and feelings that I have experienced as a child. I was never physically abused. I was never physically abused. Yet, in the household, the energy of what my parents had experienced, their energy of physical abuse and the abuse that they had experienced as children and in their past lives as young adults, their trauma and abuse and pain and hurt that they had experience still was rumbling inside their bodies, and I picked it up as an empath. I didn't even know why I was so afraid to go to sleep at night. I didn't even know, because I knew that my parents would never do anything to harm me, but yet I did not feel safe. And the reason why I did not feel safe was because I was tapped into what my parents were still carrying. Y'all, this stuff runs deep. This stuff runs deep. I don't think that this one episode will change everything, but I do believe it's a great start. I do believe that we're jacked up. And it's not us personally, but what I mean by us being jacked up is I do think that we carry a lot of stuff that we don't even know that we're carrying. And now I'm just here to help us all become aware of the stuff that we are not. I carried a lot of internal baggage for many years. And I did not know that I had the opportunity to no longer dysfunctionally function. I did not know that the opportunity that was awaiting me to break those chains was within, and that the Spirit of God was speaking in me and guiding me to the path of healing. I also didn't know that my message would be to share with others. I dive deep. I get to the root because this is the journey that I've gone on. This is the journey that I have experienced. This is why I think there's a lot of damage in hurt and numbness in marriages, because they're simply put, it's just a lot of unconscious, unresolved issues within the self that oftentimes in marriage, in intimacy, into me, I see what comes up is the baggage, that the baggage we don't quite know is our baggage. We just think that it's the person, right? Or we think that it is our, you know, we think that it's our spouse, or we think that we have to fix it on the outside. There's a verse in the Bible that says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers, darkness, and things that we cannot see. But just on the psychology, and I want to stick to more of the psychology and the spiritual, energetic, oftentimes not being aware of what that really is. But just in simple terms, it really is we wrestle against it's more of like a spiritual tie or energetic agreement, that it's like it becomes like cobwebs or things that, like a dirty filter in the car, that if you think of like the air filter in our car, or in your car. And so it's like in your field is within your spirit realm, within the essence of you is the core of you, is where God, you know, light is, divine truth, pure love, right? And then the layers that oftentimes overshadow that is the trauma, is the not feeling enough, is the words that were spoken to us when we were little and didn't quite get unresolved but went to the back of our head, is the ancestral trauma, right? So we have all these different things in our bodies that's going and happening. And the thing is, we're just not aware. We're not aware of the trauma. We're aware that something's off. We're aware that something's wrong, but we haven't been taught to be connected to the self, and the connection between man and woman. And when God is in the middle of it, how healing truly can be possible. This is what God has shown me. This is what God continues to show me, in the aspect of healing, the healing dynamic, between the male and female, dynamic. This is how healing can happen, and this is how healing can transpire. But I understand why women walk away, why we still hold on to the baggage, is because of the hurt or damage that has been experienced through the male, counterpart. I can understand how the male is hurt. On the other end, how the male can be hurt because of the expectation or the ideal of how a man, quote unquote, should be, and the dogma that has been verbally abused, and because of the being verbally abused, could be from women, it could have been from their father. It's many different aspects and dynamics. And you might say, well, it's not my job to fix that person's baggage. And I want to pause you for a second, because I want to just share this. We are all connected and we're all in this together, but I don't really necessarily want to speak to the part of you that has been taught to have a sense of power and a sense of your pride. I want to talk to your spirit. I want to talk to the inner knower in you. I want to talk to the core part of you where God lives. I'm not really here to validate your need to fight back, which I understand that. I'm not overshadowing that. I just keep listening as we go along. And so what I mean by it's not necessarily in a sense of your job to fix or fix anything or to handle anything. I think as women, just because of our past history of trauma and our past history of independence or feeling we have to carry it all, or because we're hurt, we've been hurt before, neglected or abandoned or abused, there is this level of independence rooted in a sense of fighting back. And I understand it. It's not you, though. It's the baggage that you're carrying, that you're wearing as you. I know that because this was my story, and this is how God revealed it to me. And so I had to trust God when God spoke to me and said who I was not. I had to trust God and unveil that. And I saw a lot of hurt. I saw a lot of hurt inside of me. And I saw a lot of hurt inside my counterpart. I saw a lot. And through that, I also saw a lot of hurt in the lives of the men that I grew up with and in the lives of men, black men, period. And this is oftentimes as women, what we wrestle with. We wrestle with what we're seeing through our physical eye. And we're fighting back. When we are triggered, we're fighting back because we see what is being shown up in the lives of the men that we love or the men that we are married to or that we are involved with. We see the hurt that's shown up. And we have this also this layer of fighting back. We have this layer of what my mom said, don't let anybody run over me. We have this layer of I'm going to make sure nothing happens to me, that I don't get hurt, that I'm treated with respect. We have this layer and I understand it. I understand the fight. I understand it. But there is another part of you within you that God has shown me and that God has broke it down for me, that God has broke down my layers and my walls and my stuff. And God has revealed a deeper anointing and a deeper truth and a deeper power, a deeper resonance, a deeper essence that heals and dissipates all wounds. And that is the love of God, and that is truth. But that lives on the inside in the deeper hearts and the deeper part of you. Not that stuff that you're carrying, but the reason why it's so deep, and sometimes the reason why we want to keep that wall up is because that's what we have used to survive. That's what we have used for so many years to keep us protected. And God is saying, that's enough. Because there's another power, there's a higher love in you that I can walk you through to guide you through those things, the issues of life, the issues and the baggage that we hold on to. If you just walk with me and let me unravel and remove the layers, can you take your eyes off of your spouse? Can you take your eyes off of your husband? Can you take your eyes off of your wife? Can you look within me? Can you take the pain? Can you take your eyes off the pain? Look past it and look within me. And hear my voice of truth. And hear me as I walk you through this. There is a new level, a new awakening, a new divine truth that I want to show in you. But I think sometimes it can be so noisy. Life, it can be so noisy. Our own fears and our need to the status quo and all of this other stuff that we're drowning in because we think that is better and more easier than getting within and listening to the presence of God. We think that other stuff is the answer, and it ain't. I'm telling you, I've walked through this personally where I have plugged in all of the areas of my life, where I plugged in to try to be a better wife, but I plugged it in by trying to fix things and change things externally. When I tried to make more money and plugged that on the outside, when I tried to be better externally or be free or be healed or that sense of peace that I really was looking for, that sense of you're okay, is at your disposal right now. It's available and accessible. It's inside of you right now. We're just here. I'm just here to help share what are the layers within ourselves. If we can just start with this, just one thing. Let's not be overwhelmed. Let's start with just one thing. What is that one thing within ourselves that you feel unsettled about within you? About you. Not anybody else. What is that one thing that you feel hurt about, uneased about, you can't shake it? That's the core that we want to get to, that we want to heal, that we want to recognize, that we want to shine light on, that we want to undump, that we want to release, that we want to unload. That one thing that you try to fix through a smile, or you try to fix through making more money, or you try to fix through numbing, or you try to fix it through plugging in other people. Trauma response. Oh, a lot of our trauma response. A lot of marriages, the hurt in marriages is what we are not aware of, and what God has revealed to me in my life personally, is that a lot of our responses that has happened in marriages and a lot of hurt that has happened in marriages is due to trauma response. You might say, well, what is trauma response? Trauma response is oftentimes what shows up in marriage is disconnection or feeling numb or addiction to pornography or addiction to infidelity what are some other things, maybe just other addictions. It may not be pornography, it may not be sex, it may not be infidelity, it could be addiction to working. You could be like addicted to working because that's your space of numbing out. It can be an addiction, addiction to always staying out, because that is like your way of coping or your way of not dealing, because you don't know how to deal, and we haven't been taught how to deal and been okay to feel. And so there's a lot that one has to sit with oneself and breathe and pause and say, why am I killing me? Trauma response. And so in trauma response, we respond based out of the unresolved trauma or the unresolved hurt, the unresolved pain, the unresolved wound, the unresolved belief about oneself. Men have low self-esteem as well as women do as well. We all got stuff, but we don't have to carry that stuff as our leading. It doesn't have to lead us. We can really be free from that stuff over and over again. It doesn't have to lead our lives, but are you willing to sit still and say, wait, okay, enough is enough. Enough is enough. I've been running out of fear. I've been blaming. I've been fighting back and forth with my spouse, or I've been fighting back and forth with my loved one. And I've been wrestling with this thing. And I've been trying to fix my marriage. I've been trying to fix it when the actual healing takes place when we turn the mirror within. And I know that might be hard for some because the fight in us, or our trauma response, or if we feel threatened, or if we feel attacked, or if we have experienced past hurt, our immediate first response is to fight back with our tongue, or to fight back with our rebellion, or to fight back with hurt. Hurt people, right? But if we can stop that vicious cycle by pausing within ourselves to say, hold on. What's going on here? Hold on. Let me pause and heal me. God, what did you say again? Show me me. And so as I, you know, I'm done, pretty much that's the message, you know. That's the message that I want to share, that healing takes place within you. What is God telling you? Start today. What is God showing you in your life, in your walk, the areas of your life? What is God revealing in you, within your union, within your heart, about you? What is one thing that you want to show me about me, of who I am and who I am not? Because I'm tired of blaming them or her or him. I'm tired of blaming other people. I'm tired of blaming my spouse of what they should do more of. There is a time and a place for communication. Absolutely. 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 But that this is not what this message is about. This message is about healing the self, which has the ability to start healing the outside and healing your marriage. And healing your health. But it starts with healing you. Healing you. Being aware. Shining a light within you. Listening to the spirit. Listening to that voice of truth. Because it ain't gonna let up. And being still. Sometimes it's hard to be still. Because in being still, what it we're really saying is that if I stop moving, then that means I trust the process. If I stop moving and stop being distracted, then that means that I'm letting go of control. Wait a minute. I take down the fight. I take down my fists. Because when we're ready to fight, it's just rooted in we're angry or we feel threatened. But the root of that is fear. And so we're always on guard. But God is saying, okay, let me take the sword. Let me take the weapon out of your hand. And let me take the knife that may have been stabbed in your heart. And let me show you the issues. I know it might hurt. But it's a part of the process of allowing that stuff to be released off of you. Some of you might cry, and that's okay. That's why I share these podcasts. Just think of your tears as an expression. It's who you are. It's an expression of watering. Think of it as you're watering your garden when you shed your tears. When you exhale and when you breathe, you're replenishing your soul. When you invite more of the Spirit of God within you, that love begins to radiate on the inside of you. Now, this is not about perfection. This is all about being aware. This is all about being aware and living in truth and living in divine light and walking in that for you. The things will shake up on the outside of you. It's a guarantee. It's even a scientific fact. I can remember talking to my photographer, and he was talking about things that vibrate. And or things that are in a different vibration, things, everything around us is energy in motion, right? And he talked about how they did an experiment, and how they had separated they had separated the different molecules or they had mixed up the different molecules. Like there was different atoms and molecules that belong to a certain part, right? And they just mixed it all together. And when they played this vibration or a particular experiment, what ended up happening is that the molecules and atoms begin automatically getting back into its original design, its original vibration. It automatically, so what I mean by that is that we are automatically in the deep part of ourselves, we are naturally wired to heal. So that stuff that keeps coming up, that those triggers that keep happening, that stuff comes up because you are naturally wired to feel whole. The reason why you feel numb, the reason why you feel stuck, and the reason why it doesn't feel at ease, unsettled, is because it ain't meant for you to be, it ain't meant for you to feel the way you are feeling. When I felt that sense of like something ain't right within myself, and I was like, really, you know, just sitting there, right? I remember sitting on the couch right before I really had my awakening and encounter with God. I was like, something's not right. And I knew something was just in my soul and in my spirit wasn't right. It wasn't right. Something wasn't right. I knew that I was showing up numb as a wife. I knew that I was showing up numb as a person, as a singer, as a mom. I knew I was showing up numb, numb. I was overweight. I was just disconnected. I was so disconnected. And all that was asked of me was to pause and to listen. That's all I'm asking you. Now, the reason why it hit me so hard, I believe, is because it was a huge wake-up call for me, because this is a calling that I have to share the message of healing, right? Healing marriages and healing the self. But it doesn't have to be a huge blow for you. It was a huge blow for me to wake up, The huge shakeup in my life, the huge brokenness that I had in my life was a huge wake-up call for me. And that wake-up call for me was a divine awakening from God. And not only that, but that it was all the stuff was meant to fall off of me. Now I have moments. Oh my God, just the other day, I recognized the trigger. I was triggered 2 days ago because I recognized that my trigger that I am now more aware of is that whenever I don't feel safe, which is an illusion, whenever I don't feel safe, whenever I feel that things are out of control, I get afraid and my body starts to shake. Because this was the trauma that I had when I was younger. And so I'm aware, I'm very, very aware of that, as Eckhart Tolle would call it, the pain body. I'm very, very aware of that. And so what I did 2 days ago is that I literally allowed it to happen. I didn't resist it. I allowed it to be. I allowed it to be. I didn't allow myself to fully go down that rabbit hole like I did when I first started the journey, but I allowed myself to feel in it, to be in it, and to say that it was okay. And I recognize when you recognize the root of those things or the root of your triggers and you acknowledge them, the more and more you become self-aware, you will just become more the observer without judgment. So you'll recognize the feeling in your body, but you will recognize it as just that, but it's not you. And before, I recognized the pain body as who I was. And so I found myself always trying to fix it. I found myself being angry. I found myself being judgmental in my marriage. I found myself it was just a lot of different things. And God gave me a vision. God gave me the gift of sight. When I sat down and God showed me the truth of the matter and what was really showing up in my marriage, what was really showing up in my life and in my heart and in my health, was what was going on inside here, inside of there. And so when I
All I had to do was turn the mirror within the self. This has an amazing effect on the outside of your life. This is why people see the physical weight loss, right? Of course, I got an amazing trainer if you guys want to get her information. But the truth of the matter was turning the mirror within myself to heal me. And that's all we're here to, that's all I'm here to share. Because it's possible. Isn't that amazing? And it's all when the more you see the self, the more God will reveal in your space, within you, within your spirit, God will reveal the issues of what maybe your spouse is wrestling with. But it ain't for you to fix it or control it. Allow God to speak to you about you and show you you. And you show up as your true self without any, just show up as you. That's all we're responsible at the heart of us. Is us. Even if you have children, there's a part of you, yes, that you're responsible for when it comes to your children. But at the end of the day, you, as God reveals to you about the truth of love, as God reveals to you about healing and allowing God to do the rest, letting go and letting God. Let me know if you guys like this message. That's all I got, y'all. If you guys want one-on-one coaching, I'm here. CammieKnight.org, www.CammieKnight.org. That's it. That's all I got. Bye.